Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
I say that so nice, don't I? Welcome to Comedy Concepts, self-help challenge, Betty Jo Tucker. Yes, you win. You're in the room first. What do you win, my dying loyalty? That's what you win, Betty Jo. Betty Jo. Anyway, what do we got going today? Not sure. Okay. But I'm looking at my switchboard, and Blog Talk Radio has a whole new look. Betty Jo, when you go to tune in, you're going to see it. Chuck Skull. Hey, pretty funny stuff always with Chuck Skull. Chuck, post your times. Everybody's times keep changing, and I get confused. And you know how I get when I get confused, right? Okay. Yeah, you do. Anyway, I don't know. I'm feeling whimsical today. Whimsical. What shall I play if I'm feeling so whimsical? Okay, I had it and I lost it. Here we go. Let's be whimsical.
Thank you.
Comic. He's one of the nicest comics around. We have Cyanide 77, Marco Polo, listening all the way from somewhere outside of Amsterdam. Marco, thank you for trying to watch my TV show, setting your alarm for 1 a.m. I didn't realize it was so late there. You are off the hook. I guess I should post a link somewhere or maybe a YouTube of one of the shows so you people know what it is. Okay, what do we got here? Hey, everybody. Cat Rock says, don't forget, www.cyberbingo.com, campaign code WACKOBOB, little dash mark bingo sign up on a link above and tell them the Wacko Radio Network sent you for $35 in free bingo cash. Why, that's amazing. Cat Vecchione, World Talk Rock, 8 p.m. Saturday nights. Am I correct? Chuck Skull on Wacko World, 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings on Blog Talk Radio. And then you are on, I've got to scan back up, Chuck Skull. Hold on. Got to scan back up and get your information. You are on American, I believe it's American Patriot, right? All right. Post it again and I'll tell them. I keep getting cyber bingo. Okay, hold on. Here we go. I'll find it. Okay, can't find it. Just post it again and I'll say it. All right, Cat Vecchione, World Talk Rock, and this Saturday, WT World Talk Rock Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, has Reckless Romeos as guest. Okay. No, I don't have cyanide in answer to your question in the chat room. I do not have it up. So, like that. Okay, yes. And if you're in the New York City area and you're looking for a good hypnotherapist, I highly recommend Linda Marin. Check her out, Linda Marin Therapy. You can Google it and check it out online for more information. She got my friend Michelle to quit smoking, and Michelle's been smoking for about 40 years, and she got her to quit hypnotherapy. All my friends that I've sent to her, love her. She does great work. Check it out. All right, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. This week, Betty Jo Tucker, I got to find you down here, will be having a celebrity on her show. Yes, she will have James Wilder talking about his new film, Three Holes in a Smoking Gun, a fascinating psychological thriller. You've seen him in a variety of TV productions, including Mind Games, Scorchers, Perfume, Murder One, Melrose Place, Equal Justice, etc., etc. Go to Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters, and please follow my friend Betty Jo Tucker, because she's so nice. Who else do we have in the room? Betty Jo, Hector Luis. You can follow him on Facebook and find out where he's performing next, I believe. His Facebook is Planet Comedy. Is that you, Hector? I hope so. Darn, one of the nicest guys in comedy. Did I say that? Well, he is. Okay, let's, what is that? Who's coming? What?
Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Good dogs clap and wag their tails. Bad dogs know the jig is up. They might be headed for puppy dog jail. Bad dogs must accept the fact you're not the leader of the pack. We pay the rent, we buy the food. To think you're in charge is ridiculously rude. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Kitty cat, you better look away. You might be cute in your puss and boots, dreaming about Cheryl Wheeler's cat's birthday. But you don't get excited when we walk in the door. You think playing fetch is one big bore. One day there'll be a cat whisperer that you can ignore, but today is not that day. Here comes Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer. Caesar, the dog whisperer is on his way. So stay, stay, stay. Bad dog.
That was fun, wasn't it? All right, we'll keep it moving right along. I don't know what I'm in the mood for. A little Danny Rosner, maybe. Chuck Skull, AmericanPatriotRadio.com.
You were waiting for a ride by the side of the road. Hacker. pocket, a rolling cash fell onto the floor. You looked me in the eyes and I cracked a smile. You know what they say, don't drop the hitchhiker, he could be a convict running from the law with a loaded gun. He could be a hitman putting you in danger quicker than you could dial 911. You know you can't trust, you know you can't trust. Now I'm riding up into the big red sky, left you in the dark without a gun. There was that tomato until we meet again. Don't drop the hitchhiker, he could be a convict running from the law with a loaded gun. He could be a hitman, putting you in danger quicker than you could dial 911. Don't trust a hitchhiker, he could be a roughneck standing in the road with an upturned phone. He could have a motive looking for the dancer. If you get the chance, teach him a lesson. You know you can't trust a hitchhiker.
There's a new comedy album, as you know, sweeping the country. It's very amusing. It's called 2,000 Years with Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks. Well, now here now is Carl Reiner about to interview the 2,000-year-old man in modern clothing, Mel Brooks. Let's have a nice hand. Good evening. It does sound incredible, I know, to believe that this man is 2,000 years old, but he spent the last few days at a medical center, and they say it is altogether possible that he is 2,000 years old. Sir, is it true? Are you really 2,000 years old?
Not yet. Not yet. Don't make me older than I am. I'll phase B. January the 16th, I'll be 2,000 years old. Young, how we say young, not to curse ourselves with death. You know,
I see.
Yeah.
Well, sir, I must say that you really don't look 2,000.
Well, I take care of myself.
Well, I know you do. But I think we'd all believe it more if you had some way to authenticate it. You have a birth certificate.
We didn't have that then.
You didn't have birth?
No, we didn't have. 2,000 years ago, we didn't have nothing. We didn't have ballpoint pens.
You didn't have?
We weren't even up to ink, darling.
Well, you did.
No, we had nothing.
You were primitive, right? In those days.
We were primitive. We were atavistic. We were, what is the word I'm searching for? Dumb. We were very dumb.
Yes, you knew.
Stupid.
Yes, you knew very little in those days, in other words. You knew nothing about the world and how it turned.
We didn't know anything. We used to sit in little groups huddled together, and we would look up in the sky. We didn't know where the sun was. And we'd go, whoa, whoa, hot, hot, whoa, yellow, hot, yellow, hot.
Well, what did you think it was?
We thought it was a fire.
A fire?
Yes. We tried to put it out for 200 years.
How did
you? Chelsea, but we couldn't reach it. Very high up.
It's very high up there. Sir, I notice there's quizzical expressions in the audience.
Sure.
Matter of fact,
quizzical.
Mr. Sullivan himself has doubtful look on his face. You are not 2,000, he's thinking.
He shouldn't doubt me. That fellow's been around 200 years.
No, I don't believe
he
that.
He uses a lot of cream. He looks young, yeah.
Sir.
He's a cute fellow, yeah.
Sir, to live as long as you have, to stay healthy and live as long, you must have some secrets of life.
I have a couple secrets.
Could you tell us? We'd be very interested in hearing it.
Well, if you want to live till 2,000 years, you don't touch fried food. You don't eat it.
You don't eat fried food?
No, and you don't run for a bus. You stroll, jaunty jolly, with your hat at a rakish tilt, one leg after the other, strolling to the bus.
Well, sir, that's not quite enough to stay alive for 2,000 years, just not eating fried foods and strolling jaunty jolly.
Yes, that's true.
Must be something else.
There is another thing.
What is that?
Luck. Without luck, you're dead.
You need a lot of luck.
Oh, you need a lot of luck.
Sir, you mentioned a bus. There weren't buses transporting you then, was in the
no,
old days?
No, we didn't have a scooter. We had nothing then.
No, of course. Well, what was the... In 2,000 years ago, what was the main means of transportation?
Fear. Fear. An animal would growl and give your leg a bite. You'd run a mile in a minute.
So fear transport?
Fear kept you moving, Charlie.
I see.
Fear kept you going.
Sir, I wonder if I can... Can I get personal with you?
Certainly. That's
because,
your job.
Yes. Sir, have you ever been married?
I have been married over 200 times.
200 times?
Yes.
Do you remember all your wives?
Well, I remember one. Well, Shirley, the fourth one, Shirley.
You remember only her?
Yes, she had a nice complexion, yes.
Well, what about the rest of them? Do you remember them?
They're a vague blur of yelling and screaming. Yes. Take a shower. Why don't you eat? Why don't you kill an animal? I want a mink coat. Get out of the cave. Get out of the cave.
Oh, sir. What was there about Shirley that...
Shirley used to call me darling.
She was the only one?
She was the only one who called me darling.
Oh.
Yes.
You must have been very happy with
no,
her.
No, we broke it up.
Why?
Because she called everybody darling.
Oh, see, yes, that's very disturbing.
A couple of fellas hang around the cave. You don't need that.
Yes, sir, I know.
It's a shame for the neighbors.
Yes, please, sir. Sir, I'm afraid to ask this next question.
Yes.
Do you have any children?
I have over 1,500 children. And not one comes to visit me on a Sunday.
Obviously, there are people who understand your
800 life. Boys and 700 girls. Out of 700 daughters, one should send me a card. I a pop. I don't pop.
You mean they don't?
Should get a pop from them.
Well, maybe somebody else.
Well, let them eat cake and drink wine and dance. That's the
Well, that's a shame, sir, that they don't.
Well,
sir,
that's children.
I know, sir. Yes. You've lived a long time. You must
I certainly have.
You must have known a lot of great people in history.
I have known the near great and the great and almost great and losers.
Well, sir, yes. I would like to know about one particular lady, Marie Antoinette.
Oh,
it's always fascinating.
Marie Antoinette, what a cutie.
Did you know
what
her?
What a cutie.
You knew Marie Antoinette?
Oh, I went with her, dummy.
You
I
went
with her?
No.
We used to go to dances together.
Marie Antoinette?
She had a big wig with powder. I used to sneeze all night in the powder on the wig.
You went with Marie
Antoinette? I knew her well.
Well, there's something I want to know about her.
Yes.
Is it true that when the people of France were yelling for food and screaming for food and bread, she said, let them eat cake. Is that true?
Yes. I remember her saying it. I remember it was on a Thursday. A Thursday morning, she came out on the balcony and grabbed the iron, and she said, let them eat cake! Eat cake!
So she really was a cruel, mean, heartless person.
No. She owned a bakery. She was pushing the
I see.
A rich woman. She had pastries.
Yes, well, I see, sir. You went with her. Now, the day the tumbril brought her to the guillotine...
The tumbril,
When that guillotine fell and chopped her head off, how did you feel?
Terrible.
Yes.
I felt awful about it. Killed my whole day.
Yes.
It killed her day, too, you know.
Terrible thing.
I couldn't eat my dessert that night.
Felt that bad.
I felt so bad. I love rice pudding. Turned it down.
Wouldn't eat it.
No, how could you? They chopped their head. It's not nice.
Terrible.
Well, a healthy woman, a young woman.
Yes, I know.
Curls and nice.
Well,
so
that's,
cute.
That's life.
Bang, dead.
Oh,
well,
that's life. Sir, I
that's
don't want
life,
let's not let's not linger on that because I know how it upsets you.
Yes, it's very upsetting.
Sir,
I couldn't eat my rice pudding.
In 2,000 years, you've seen the world develop.
I have seen.
What is the greatest single thing that has been developed in 2,000 years?
I think that in the advancements of mankind, that the greatest thing, the biggest development that mankind, to my mind, ever came up with was wax paper.
Wax
paper, yes.
Well, sir,
you
wax...
You can take a little chicken leg and wrap it up and keep it in your pocket. The grease, you don't touch
Well,
your
wax paper...
You can take fruit and wrap it up, put it in the refrigerator for days, keeps it fresh.
Well,
you can take a whole chicken, wrap wax paper, bang in the refrigerator and keep it there.
That's...
You can take it in the shower like a shower cap and keep the rain.
That's a very good...
You can put it in a comb and play Yankee Doodly Dandy.
Yes,
you can make a little ball and wrap it up and throw it out the window.
Yes.
You can tear it up. You can bite it. You can chew it. I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
I love wax paper.
Yes, I know you do.
Oh, I love it.
Obviously, you love it.
I love wax paper.
But you're not going to equate the discovery of wax paper with man's discovery of outer space.
That was good. That was nice. Finding space was cute.
Yeah, but the
sure. It's a perfect place to keep those extra monkeys.
What a
space. But they should wear a little woolen hat. It's cold for them.
Yes.
They're into the jungle.
Yes,
they should make a little
Well,
hat.
We'll make a note of that. Yes. Mr. Sullivan will tell them that.
Yes. Tell them about the monkey hat.
Yes.
Yes.
It's getting rather late, sir. Yes. Would you care to say goodnight to America?
Oh, to say goodbye? Sure. I know how.
Say goodnight.
Hello there.
No,
that good night.
No, that's almost like it.
Yes.
We'll teach you.
I hope you live as long as I do. Good night, sir.
They're going to be back on our show. We got them signed up for a whole series of. They're just great.
That was Mel Brooks. I love the 2,000-year-old man. And I love everybody in my chat room. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, tomorrow at 4 p.m. If I'm not working, I'm there. You can also listen to any one of Betty Jo's or anybody in Blog Talk Radio's numerous shows because they're all saved and archived. So you can download a show and then go to the gym and then listen there. Kat Ficchione, same thing. Hector Luis, just follow him because he's that darn nice. And who else do we have now? Cyanide, Marco Polo, Chuck Skull. Chuck, repost your American thing because it's so far in my feed, I can't find it in the chat room. And guest 161, who I believe is Linda Marin. If you're looking for hypnotherapy, in the New York City area or tri-state area, if you're willing to travel, go check out Linda Marin Hypnotherapy. You can find her on Facebook or just Google her. I'm waiting for her to post her site, www.lindamarintherapy.com. That's what you want to go to. I will post it in the chat room for you. Pass it on to your friends in the area. How about that? That would be a good thing to do, too. Here, I'm going to post it now if you're in the chat room, www.lindamarin.com. Check it out. Check it out. Oh, I can't wait for it to be warm. Oh, please, please, please. Oh, what do we have here? Let's see.
You sashay over, ride that beat, lumbering by. Snatch a seat from the python, smack that nasty tsetse fly. Dodge the zombie, dig the quicksand.
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the lambada! When dancing the corporate lambada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win. And step, and step, and hit, and hip, and clench, headlock, and dominate. And sway, and glide, and sway, and influence. Kick back, kick front, dip in, and power play, power play. Apply negative pressure. You serve positive power. Use leverage, hold tight, liquidate all night, and feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch. Buy low, sell high, sell smarter. You're doing the corporate lambada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lambada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing the Nancy lambada. Arbitrage!
Woohoo! Arbitrage! Love that. Okay, what do we got here? Yes, I saw that. Cat World, cyberbingo.com. Go to cyberbingo.com and campaign code Wacko Bob Bingo, sign up on link and get $35 in free bingo cash. Okay, Cat, I plugged you. Gail was in the house. There she is. Gail's in the house. Let me see. Gail, did you post anything? All right. Saturday night, Reckless Romeos on W World Talk Rock with Kat Vecchione. Chuck Skull, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. I love that comedy show, A Golden Age of Radio. And what you want to do is follow him so you know when the shows are. He also has American Patriot, but I don't know the times, Chuck. So if you can post those. Okay, who else do we have in the house? Gail Prento, check out www.boston.com and find out the new tour dates for the band Boston. Also check out Bon Jovi Acoustics and their new headphones. You want to check that out. And remember, there's a new Hooters in the Madison Square area, right on 34th Street, free Wi-Fi. I love the wings. I go for the wings. Anyway, I go for the wings. What can I say? All righty, and if you're looking to quit that old habit, try contacting Linda Marin, hypnotherapist in New York City. I highly recommend her. I sent a couple people to her, and they absolutely love her work. So there you go. Highly recommended. And am I missing anybody? Hector Louise is in the house. Hector Louise in the chat room. Hector, are you listening while you are at work? Oh, bad boy. Okay, who else do we have there? And, of course, Cyanide. Cyanide is 5 p.m. where he lives in somewhere near outside of Amsterdam, and he tunes in anyway while he's at work. Every now and then he goes off because his boss is looking over his shoulder, but you got to admire him for that. Who cares for free Wi-Fi? They have Hooters. Do you have Hooters it's very funny, Cyanide, I just got that joke. Yes, do you have Hooters in Amsterdam or outside your area? I don't know. And I'm talking about the restaurant Cyanide. I will do the jokes, okay? All righty. Okay, we'll keep it going on here because we got 8 more minutes of fun. 8 more minutes of jam-packed fun. If you're in the neighborhood, follow Peter Michael Marino because he's got Lance, his show, which is going to go to the Edinburgh Theatre Festival, and it's performing. So follow him on Facebook, and you'll get the dates and times. The last show is this Sunday. You want to check it out. He got a great review. Go ahead.
I'm gonna make ya, make ya, make ya, make ya one way or another.
find a Hooters in your area, go to www.hooters.com, locations international. There you go, Cyanide. Get cracking. Love that free chicken. Just love it. Hey, my friend Rena Strober, who I've played on my show before, she was on Shameless last week. She played the public defender lawyer. She was phenomenal. Let's give a shout out to Rena Strober.
It's all good. No, it's all great. I'm just the luckiest freaking Jew in the whole damn state. No regret, cause as far as I can see, all this shit was meant to be. Life would be so boring without drama. Life would be so painful without pain. Every day's a new beginning, and I'm happily insane. Keeping chill and staying real, so I tend to be kind of Yeti, no big deal. I can't help that God has chosen me. All this shit,
all this shit.
Meant to be. Oh, life would be so boring without drama. Life would be so painful without pain. Every day's a new beginning, and I'm happily insane. Keeping chill.
Saturdays at 10 a.m. He's also on American Patriot Radio, so check him out. It's really, really a great show. And we have Kat Vecchione from World Talk Rock. Saturdays at 8 p.m. We've got Gail Ford. She's a Gail Ford. Check out the Boston's new tour and a Hooters worldwide. But the one that's close to me is on 34th Street and 7th Avenue. Also Bon Jovi, acoustic headphones, and it's Hector Louise typing furiously. I can see him in the last 16 seconds. Love the Hector Louise. Follow him on Facebook, Planet Comedy. And Cyanide, also known as Marco Polo. Marco Polo. He's got got a big time difference. Betty Jo's in Pueblo, Colorado. Chalk Skull, someplace north of New York. And Kat Becchione, she's got her own planet. Gail, hey, hail Gail. And Hector Louise, I know you're outside of New York. And Marco Polo, thank you for tuning in today to Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Get my CDs on CD Baby. Just Google Nancy Lombardo CD Baby right now. Kat Becchione is in Orlando, Florida.